Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. South Dakota pastures contain a diversity of plant species, grasses, forbs, or shrubs, and all play a role in the health and productivity of the prairie, as well as the animals that live there. SDSU Extension State Range Specialist Krista Ehlert explains, forbs in particular play an important role.
Cattle can get a wide variety of nutrition from those forbs. It's important not to think of forbs as weeds or undesirable plants. Those species, particularly the forbs or the flowering plants, their roots tend to grow deeper than grasses, so they can take up different nutrients and minerals from deeper within the soil profile that our grasses typically don't do. So then what we're seeing is that these forbs can be higher in certain nutritional components.
For example, legumes such as yellow sweet clover are high in protein. Other forbs draw up phosphorus from the subsoil, making it more available to the surrounding grasses. And monarch butterflies rely on milkweed for part of their life cycle. Ehlert states horses and sheep quite often make use of undesirable forbs, and even cattle are known to chow down on so-called weeds.
We've seen yearling steers mowing down on some curly-cup gumweed, which is certainly very weedy, but they're using it, right? And then that's a great way to kind of manage species like that in your pasture, too.
While not all forbs are desirable, broadcast spraying of pastures will often eliminate all broadleaf plants. Ehlert encourages ranchers to spot spray problem areas of rangeland if necessary and utilize targeted grazing to better manage forbs, which are less desirable. Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.